For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe. Paducah is the first city in Western Kentucky to adopt a so-called fairness ordinance. The move by the city commission repurposes the local human rights commission to hear complaints of discrimination against people who identify as members of the LGBTQ community. Our news director, Matt Markgraf, was at Paducah City Hall on Tuesday night when the commission approved the ordinance, and he joins me now. So, Matt, paint the picture for me. What did it look like in City Hall last night?
Well, the city commission chamber was overflowing with community members who seemed to feel strongly on both sides of this ordinance, both for the ordinance and against the ordinance. My assessment is that it was almost evenly split in terms of public perception of this ordinance in that room, maybe slightly skewed towards those in favor of it.
So this ordinance, if I understand it correctly, essentially changes the focus of the local human rights commission. Tell me a bit more about how this whole thing is intended to work.
It narrows the focus of the local human rights commission in Paducah to focus on issues of gender identity and sexual orientation. It will also do other things. It also adds age as a matter of discrimination, but age, race, religion, disability, and other aspects of perceived human rights violations or complaints will be directed to the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights, which doesn't have any protections for LGBTQ complaints or issues. It also reduces the number of members of the Human Rights Commission from 9 to 5 members and makes no provision for an executive director.
You mentioned that the crowd was fairly evenly split for the meeting and there was a lot of public comment. Perhaps maybe we could hear from some folks on both sides of the issue.
Sure. The comments against the ordinance were primarily connected to a need for an exemption for religious organizations or deeply held religious beliefs. This is Pastor Kevin Gauntz of Grace Fellowship.
The question I have is, if this ordinance is enacted, will pastors be exempted when they are operating in pastoral capacity apart from their church? If pastors in their pastoral capacity will be exempted, then will people of faith who own businesses or rental properties be exempted when they appeal to their conscience and religious convictions?
Was there an answer provided for that pastor's question?
City Attorney David Denton, later on after the public comment period, was asked whether businesses would have to comply with this. He outlined a Kentucky state law enacted a few years ago that provides protections for religious business owners. Mayor Brandi Harless and Denton both stated that the state law would trump any city law.
Okay, so then tell me about the folks who were supportive.
Those who urged the council to support the ordinance sided more with what they believe is creating a more fair and accepting Paducah. Here's resident Jen Smith.
As an American, I want separation of church and state and do not want religion determining law in our city, especially when all religions do not condone discrimination. Let our religion be kindness, and let's all practice that golden rule. So in everything, do unto others what you would have them do unto you. Don't discriminate.
Matt, the votes were 4-1 in favor. Can you talk a bit about some of the commissioners and their decisions for their votes?
Commissioner Sarah Stewart Holland and Commissioner Richard Abraham both engaged in a debate over this issue. Abraham was the sole dissenting vote among commissioners and the mayor for this ordinance. And I'll get into perhaps why in a moment, but Sarah Stewart Holland voted favorably for this ordinance and took issue with the idea of this being an issue of Christianity. She described herself as a Christian and said that the issue of LGBTQ rights shouldn't be definitional. And she said that she's worried about defining Christianity through a sort of narrow theological debates, as she put it. Commissioner Richard Abraham said that he felt that the issue fell into two groups, one group that was looking for equality and equal protection, and another group that was looking at this as a matter of liberties guaranteed to each individual. That includes religious rights, free speech, and discrimination. So he put forth an amendment to the ordinance, which would have provided exemptions for religious business owners, and he was the only commissioner that voted in favor of that amendment, and subsequently was the only commissioner who voted no on the ordinance.
Well, Matt Markgraf is our news director here at WKMS. Matt, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jed.